Good morning. Today is July the 20th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66. We'd like to share a few verses with you, beginning in verse number 1. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning these two very powerful and very precious verses that today we hear from the prophet Isaiah. We understand clearly that the Lord is speaking to us as his people. He says, Heaven is my home, and the earth is my footstool, in verse 1. Where then is a house you could build for me? Where, the Lord asks, where is his temple? Where is his house today in each of us? You know, I see people day by day that ask questions wanting to know, wonder, Billy, when the Lord will return for us. And, you know, I'll give them a quick answer many times with a smile and with peace in my heart. Yes, he's going to return, and he's going to return soon. And, you know, when I say that, when I speak that, I mean it with the fullness and the most humbleness that I could ever have in my spirit. But they always ask me, aren't you ready? And surely I give them a smile and return again and say, surely I'm ready. I'm just waiting on his return. But I have many things, I add, that I must do and you must do if we're going to be faithful and we're going to be humble and we're going to be willing to do the work of the Lord before his return, before that eastern sky should split and in comes the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings into our life to take us home as his church. You know, the prophet tells us in verse 2, For my hand made all these things, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. Listen carefully this morning, beloved. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. The Lord speaking of those who have the love and the peace and desire to follow after the fullness, the wholeness, and the will of God's word, the will of God's truth each day in their life. You know, the most important thing you and I will ever do is to stay in God's word, to read God's word, to study God's word, and to desire for God to speak into us and speak through us through his precious word. That for my hand made all these things, speaking of all the things that we see around us, speaking of our own selves, says, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. The two most important understandings that we have in these verses. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. Who has the reverent fear of God today? I trust and pray, beloved, we do. I trust that each day in our lives as we read the word, we realize the truth and the power held within God's own word. Beloved, I trust today as we pray and as we read through these precious texts, I will trust today that his word speaks into your spirit. I trust that when you read your Bible, I trust that when you pray, you're just not praying in an openness. You're not just praying unto words, not just listening for things that others may say as they pray. But I would pray today that the hope, the peace, and the blessing of God and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ will surely bring forth fear of understanding and reverence upon your soul and your spirit this day. You know, if there's one thing we need, beloved, in our life this day and every day that we shall live, it's surely to know that our God is mighty, our God is righteous, our God is powerful, and all the things that he says and does will come to pass, will have the meaning, and will come to fruition that we need so that we may glorify, we may praise, we may bless him, that it may be done in a humble and a contrite spirit, a spirit seeking after the fullness of God's love and grace in our lives every day. I trust today that's what you desire in your life and your Christian walk. I trust today through God's grace and God's power, he will bestow that upon each of us today that seek him and with the truth of God's understanding desiring in our hearts. I would ask you this morning, if you will, just to bow your heads with me for just a few moments of prayer. Let's just draw up close to the Lord Jesus. Father, today we're so thankful for the privilege you give us on this Monday morning just to come together one more time, Father, just to share your word, just to unite, Father, in prayer, and just to seek you in your will, Father, and your words to be bestowed in each of our hearts today. Lord, I'd ask you today, Father, to just to pour out your grace and your blessings upon each and every one, Father, that today seek after your will and your humbleness, Father, Seek after the contriteness of spirit, Father. May all the things in our life today, God, that would bind us or hinder us from being near you, Father, today, no matter what the cause or circumstances, Father, would ask you today just to remove those, just to help each of us, God, as believers today, to have that understanding, to have the peace, and to have the power of God be manifest in everything that we do. It's so easy for us to try to do each and every task that we do this day and every day on our own power and through our own strength. But Lord, we know quickly as we try these, we understand that we fail and we fall. Many times, Lord, each day we may look around and say, well, what truly have I done today that has accomplished glory and praise and honor for God? Father, we understand truly, as the prophet Isaiah tells us here, that we must have that humbleness in our spirit, God, within our heart, Father, of your truth and understanding. Lord, may you this day instill that in us, God, through your power and through your grace and surely through your mercies and love that is renewed each day according to your own word, Father. Lord, we seek you, we ask you. Lord, today we just come humbly before you, Father, and let you know, God, how much and how thankful we are for you and your word, Father, in our lives every day. Lord, I would ask you to fill us to overflowing, God, with your grace, and God as well. May we be that light and that witness, God, that we need to be in a lost and a dying world. Lord, I would surely pray today as well for those that are sick and shut in. Lord, we think of a dear lady at one of the local assisted care homes, Father, that we had an opportunity Saturday morning to pray with, Father, that's walking on the very edge of life. We'd ask you to be near and dear her son and her family. Lord, we'd ask you to just bless her and lift her, Father. Lord, may you encourage her and Lord, just pour out your grace upon her for her faithfulness. All these many years of a life so well lived, God, her kindness, her joy, her peace, God, that she has shown to us and shown to so many. Lord, just give her family strength during these days ahead to be firm and steadfast in their lives. And the lives of all those, Father, today that we know that are struggling through their health concerns and may be struggling through spiritual needs today, God. Those that we know that we've read emails from even this morning, Father, that we know they're just doing their very best, Father, just to live each day, Father, and just to see your hand at work in their life. We would ask you, God, just to pour out your anointing so that we may praise you, we may glorify you, Father, without hesitation in our hearts, and that you may be honored and blessed, God, for it all. Father, I would pray for each and every listener today to this broadcast. I would ask you to be with them. I'd ask you to minister to them, Father, body, mind, soul, and spirit, God, in a way, again, Father, that your glory and your praise may be realized, Father. Father, I would ask you today just listen to the cry of that heart, of that hardened heart, Father, of that lost sinner today, God, that may come before you and may repent, God, of sins and transgressions, God. May you save their soul, Father, from a devil's hell. God, may this day as well, may you just speak unto each of us, God, today, and draw us ever closer to you, God. Father, truly today, we pray for our nation, we pray for our leaders, and we pray, God, for the men and women that are fighting for our country and for our freedoms. We pray for our friends and our families, Father, today. Again, God, we just thank you for being with us. We're thankful today, no matter what stands before us, God, that we can know that you surely stand with us, as your word promises to never leave us nor forsake us. And may that bestow peace in each of our hearts this day. And Lord, until the day you call us home, may we be faithful, God, to give you praise, to give you glory and honor for all things. And God, may you this day bestow in each of us this understanding and this truth that we've shared. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly has been lifted up and beyond all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.